Yep.
Call this meeting of the Village of Pomona Zoning Board of Appeals to order at 7:38 p.m. Is there any, well, I guess we should go between, then the first thing on the agenda is to approve the minutes from last time. We have a motion to approve the minutes from the previous hearing. Is there a second?
Second.
Seeing no opposition, the motion to approve the minutes from the March 27th hearing is approved. The next order of business is the public hearing for Pomona Scenic Park. We have a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seeing no opposition, the public hearing is now open.
Good evening, Board. My name is Anthony Settletown. I'm the engineer for the applicant. We were here 2 months ago. We presented the plan. The applicant, during his construction, he went over the allowable impervious area. The board's sediment, originally we had 25%. We were asked to reduce that area. We did provide a portion of the driveway to make the impervious area now 23%. So we were requesting a variance from the code where 20% is required, and we're providing 23%. We did receive the letter from the village engineer and had no issues with any of the requests that that they recommend.
Specifically with regard to the planted.
Yes, that, I think it's a very good observation and could in the future be a problem to the sewer system. So they do going to have to relocate them.
Just to be a clear understanding, summarize the changes that we made.
Sure. Originally, again, we proposed 25%. The board said we'd like to see that number reduced a little bit. So in the front of the driveway, we have an area designated, a 28 by 23 area of the driveway that's going to be removed. And in its place, we're going to be putting a porous paver section, the detail on the lower portion of the drawing to meet the requirements of a porous paving type situation. So the village does decide if you use those type of materials. And then that reduced the number down from 25% to 23%.
So also in terms of GML reviews that came back, right, the County Department of Planning letter of March 25, the first paragraph is, you know, I think this review was done prior to reduction, and I think they're saying, look, to reduce it by using some porous pavers,
which
we've kind of done. And then everything after that, and sort of unusually for the County Planning Department, everything else other than that first one is their observations only.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't require any override or it doesn't require you to do anything in particular. Then there's the sewer district, March 23. Looking at that, they're not. You know, there's a couple components of that which are, I guess, has some synergy with what Martin Spence's comments were. Details of the sanitary sewer construction must comply with the district's construction standards, should be shown on the plans. You know, I think that's, you know, I think Martin Spence is, in his memo was saying, you know, lay out in detail what the plan is, and that could be subject to engineering specifications and approval later on. Right, inspection of the sanitary sewer should be subject to the approval by the building inspector, you know, et cetera. I mean, there's nothing in there. I assume you don't have any problems with any of that.
No, obviously. If the board deems to grant, we will take that all as part of the issue.
Right, and the state DOT responded by simply saying that a highway work permit is required for new work within the state highway right of way, and you know, they're going to have to go through the permit process. I think that's obvious in the sure the applicant is. You know, that can be made a condition, obviously. County Health said the board requires a stormwater management program. It's got to be reviewed for county mosquito code. I'm sure that you have no problem with that. That's a standard comment from County Health. And I think that's it.
Yeah, those are actually all the responses that we got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I double checked. We didn't get any more.
Harris, do you want to speak to any of the engineering comments?
No, I'm just going to add a little bit, I guess, on the big item is really the these arborvitaes that were planted along the 306. I guess that came up now because of the something like this even needed the road opening permit anyway. So that's how come nobody realized that it was actually the right of way. So obviously that comment is, Anthony, you're okay with that needs to be more. At least when they grow, it was just
it's a little too close to the road.
And right on the top of the pipe.
Yeah.
So they really just need to be moved. And that was really the big comment. I really was just,
and the you reviewed the new updated plan with the forest cavers, and this is all.
Yes. And we've been, the village had a good experience so far. They've been installed on several properties in the last few years. We will actually inspect the during construction. We like to see the profile that it's followed, all the different layers of stone. But we take no issue with that.
Okay. Does anyone else have any?
No.
Okay. I would, generally,
I'm shocked that nobody's here.
Not having any other members involved other than the board members.
We should be happy, though.
The engineer and the applicant and Jenna.
Okay, I guess now we close the public hearing.
Yeah, take a motion to close the public hearing.
Move. Okay. Second, okay. Seeing no opposition, the motion.
Well, so we did a motion and a second. Now we get a vote.
Oh, we're okay.
On. Yeah.
Is there any opposition to the motion?
No.
Seeing none, the motion passes to close the public hearing. And now, I guess, the board can discuss the five balancing tests and put it to vote.
Yeah. So as the board's aware, it's a balancing test, weighing the benefits sought by the applicant from the variance sought against the detriment to the health, safety, and welfare of the community by the grant of the variance, guided by five factors. The first one is, undesirable change or detriment to any nearby properties would be occasion for extensive variance. Anybody think it would change the character of the neighborhood in any way?
I don't think so. I think it still maintains the residential nature of the neighborhood, and notwithstanding the overage of the lot usage, it does not change the character in any detrimental factor.
Right, and probably none of the neighbors are going to be able to see because they have stone wall and hedge, at least on one side, and I think there's a street on the other, so I think
next factor is whether there's any feasible alternative other than to achieve the benefit sought other than through the variance sought.
There might be. I mean, I get the one I guess you could really say is they could do pervious for everything. That would probably be the only. Since we're already in a factor in a balancing test, I would probably balance that against the increased cost to the applicant. This is my one.
Okay. Anyone else on that? All right. The next factor is whether the variance sought is substantial. And of course, substantial is, you know, guide to what's substantial. It's not necessarily just numbers. It's substantial in terms of the overall picture and all the circumstances presented. But substantiality also has to be related to some specifically identified detriment, too. It can't just be substantial in the abstract if there's no detriment. So it kind of ties in with factor number one. Some recent case law on that. Anybody feel it's substantial and/or too substantial to warrant a denial?
It's generally in line with kind of the board's previous granting, right? Exactly.
Okay. The fourth factor is whether there's any adverse impact on the environment.
I don't think so. I mean, probably doing the pervious pavers is. Is a benefit to the environment? Is that a
Yeah. The only question maybe before I enter the answer, do you see an issue maybe with the potential joint with the where the pervious pavers goes into regular driveway? Would that be a benefit to eliminate having these multiple joints, just having like a one straight line, having a little bigger area?
So, you want more? You want?
Would it be? Is this down the road? I can see in 2-3 years.
Well, you can do the joint between the pervious and the impervious.
Yeah. How now? As you see it now, especially if you look at this corner here, you're gonna have like a very very narrow corner where you have a.
So you want to do a much
don't you think configurations from a. Just from a practical point, just to eliminate,
the reason I picked that area is because most of the vehicle traffic is going to be through the main road and into the garage. So that area that I picked was an area that would have less vehicle traffic, so it wouldn't have a lot of wear and tear on it and keep its porosity. That's the reason I did put in that area. There won't be much, there are any vehicles that do park there will be at a very slow you know, position. And I know you want to see more uniform, like bring it over to the house and maybe smaller. I can do that. So for any configuration that you see fit, we'll gladly do. But you know, the more porous pavers there is, the less variance we need. It's up to you guys. You want to put that on the review and come back to me as part of the resolution, we're definitely open to that. If you feel it's a better configuration.
Yeah, I mean, I think it doesn't seem like that's an issue that would hold up a resolution, but I think at the end of the day, you know, the recommendation obviously is going to be that there would be a review and approval by the engineer anyway on the issues that he raised in his memo. You could also, you know, embed in there a condition that the, you know, if the board's satisfied with the amount of permeable pavers, which it seems like everybody is, it's just a matter of which spot does it, correct, is it going to be in, you know, so long as it's that same square footage. I don't think the board would have any problem with that. I just have to work on some wording on how we say that in the resolution, but that's the intent. That's
exactly. The 644 square feet, its configuration can be determined by the village engineer. We'll gladly do any configuration that he would like. As long as that 644 is in the resolution, then we'll abide by that.
Okay. And then, you know, on the back of that particular factor with no environmental impacts, I think that that's mitigated probably by compliance, conditioning compliance on the stormwater management comments of Mr. Spence. So, then the last impact is whether it's, I mean, the last impact, the last factors, whether it's self-created, and yeah, I think under the law, I think this is the definition of a self-created hardship.
Right, but it's not determinative.
But it's not determinative on an area variance, as it would be with a use variance. Okay. So it sounds like from the discussion, we're headed towards a grant on conditions. The conditions that I would, you know, suggest or look at would be, you know, compliance with and subject to a review and approval, and compliance with the Mr. Spence's, you know, his S1 and S2 comments in his April 12, 2024 memo. The any conditions set forth in the DOT letter, dated February 12th. The compliance with the conditions in the letter from County Sewer District, March 23rd, compliance with the County Health Department letter, March 18th, and then compliance with the plans submitted. What's the date on those plans?
So the last revision was 3/1/2024.
So it would be compliance with the plans dated March 1, 2024, to the extent of the addition of 644 square feet of permeable pavers, as indicated in the plan, with the configuration to be determined by the village engineer. And then it would just be, you know, so we can comment on the law, rules, and regulations. Does anybody have any other conditions that they might have in mind other than the ones I mentioned? Okay, that's the case, and it sounds like it's right for a motion to approve based upon all the conditions. You don't have to restate all the conditions. You can say based upon the conditions that, you know, stated by council, and you can entertain that motion if somebody wants to make that motion.
Second.
Okay.
Do we have yes, vote on it?
Yep.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion passes subject to the conditions as described.
Right. And then if you could then make a separate motion to direct me to prepare a resolution and to authorize the chair.
Hold on. Didn't Bill make the motion, though? But then you said something right after, so I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, Bill made the motion.
Okay, just making sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, you know, and then if you could make another motion to direct me to prepare a resolution consistent with that and to authorize the chairman to sign it if he finds it consistent with the proceedings here tonight.
Okay, do we have a motion to direct the village attorney to direct to create a draft a resolution with a set of conditions and other permitting and variance?
And authorizing the chairman to sign.
And authorizing the chairman to sign.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposition? Seeing none, the motion passes.
Thank you guys. Have a good holiday.
Thank you.
Okay, I guess now I don't think there's any other business.
No.
What's the next meeting date?